Thank you, Jonga, and blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 16th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Zimbabwean villagers attack President Mugabe for donating cassava in Mashingo province ravaged by a crippling drought.
Cassava is just an alien food. To us, we don't even know how to prepare it. And talking of his visit, right, we're expecting him to bring us maize.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa has revised downwards Zimbabwe's projected economic growth to 1.4%.
I think basically these figures reflect the state of the economy, because normally the consumer price index is a barometer of the strength of the economy.
And tonight we are featuring Mandela Washington Fellow, businessman Skosana Masibiza.
And Dynamo's fans go on the rampage as new coach apologizes for his team's poor performance.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Villagers in Gutu communal lands in Masvingo province have slammed President Robert Mugabe for donating cassava and bananas at a time when most of them have run out of the staple food maize meal due to a crippling drought. Our correspondent Gandri Maramba has more details.
President Mugabe made the donation at a rally at Chamisa Primary School in Gutu shortly after paying his condolences to the late Chief Gutu Amos Tasirai Masanganise, who died 3 years ago. Villagers who spoke to Studio 7 said the donation was a mockery to them, as they do not eat cassava, while bananas are not associated with ending hunger. One of the villagers who only wanted to be identified as Gondoza said President Mugabe should not have donated such items, as people in the region eat traditional grains and not cassava.
Cassava is just an alien food. To us, we don't even know how to prepare it. And talking of his visit, right, we're expecting him to bring us maize, but we're so shocked to realize that the president brought cassava to us so that we can prepare, but we don't even know how we're going to survive with it. This shows that the government and our president is now at a desperate situation. He doesn't even know how he's going to face up, like, with the situation. So I think, yeah, he really mocked us.
Indications are that the president sourced the cassava and bananas from West African island of Papua New Guinea. This could neither be confirmed nor denied by presidential spokesperson George Charamba, who was not reachable for a comment on the donation and the source of the cassava and bananas. Another villager, Timothy Mavuzi, said the donation was a sign of desperate measures by Mr. Mugabe to please hungry Zimbabweans.
To me, these are very desperate measures. Bananas will not end our hunger. And much as he brought cassava, it's not our staple food. Our staple diet is maize. He should have brought maize.
Villager Timothy Murangana conged, adding that president's donation was an insult to the Gutu community.
We were very, very surprised to see the president bringing us cassava and bananas in our community. To me, it was an insult per se, because how can the president bring cassava? Yet he knows very well that our staple food is maize. And also, it was very funny to see the old man coming to say his condolences to the man who deceased in 2013.
Other villagers said they were shocked to learn that the president came to Gutu to pay his condolences to a person who died several years ago. Speaking to the villagers, Mr. Mugabe took a swipe at war veterans who are spearheading a campaign to block his wife Grace from succeeding him. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, I am Kandri Maramba.
Meanwhile, in Chinoy, some war veterans said this weekend they will not take part in the so-called 1 million men march scheduled for next week to show solidarity with President Robert Mugabe. Our correspondent Arthur Chigoriwa, who attended a meeting of the former freedom fighters in Chinoy, filed this report.
The former freedom fighters who came from all the provinces numbering more than 500 gathered in Chinoy on Saturday expressing disappointment at the ongoing tensions between the youth and themselves. The war veterans said a faction calling itself G40, known to be sympathetic to the First Lady Grace Mugabe, has been exposed, adding First Lady Grace Mugabe has finally realized that she cannot lead a faction in a country. Speaking at the meeting, War Veteran Secretary General Victor Matemadanda said members of G40 who have no history of the struggle were taking advantage of a communication breakdown that existed between the war vets and the First Family before they met President Mugabe last month. Matemadanda said the First Lady has realized that she cannot lead a faction when she is the mother of the nation.
Many people without history of their own, as far as the struggle, the revolution is concerned, have been capitalizing on this lack of communication. And we are closing that door. It's not going to happen again. We are never going to give them a chance again to get between us and the First Family. Our First Lady can never be part of a faction.
Matemadanda said the war vets are not going to be part of the organizers of what he described as a poorly organized 1 million men march because they don't want to be associated with failure. Matemadanda said some elements within the G40 faction want to rope in war vets in a last-minute effort to save face for those who failed to organize the much-publicized events.
This is not coming from the president. It is coming from people who want to cause another division. They want, when this thing fails, they want to blame it on war veterans, as though war veterans are the brains behind it. We do not want people who create things and try to blame them on war veterans. Because if the youth have organized their march, let them do it.
The war vets whose meeting was punctuated with a lot of down with G40 slogans said people who are trying to cause confusion in the party are the same people who say there is a plot to kill President Robert Mugabe in order to succeed him. They added that the people saying this should be arrested and forced to tell the nation the alleged culprits. Sanyati MP and the National War Veteran Secretary for Business Development, Runesu Blessed Geza, said those who are spreading lies to the nation that their people want to kill the president must provide tangible evidence to the police or risk being arrested themselves for causing alarm and despondence in the country.
They must be held accountable for their statements. It's a serious offense.
Yes.
Right. Yes, where is they? Hey, where is they?
National Consultative Member for Kadoma, Jimaya Muduri, who is on a whirlwind tour of provinces, is preaching the gospel that Vice President Mnangagwa and Grace Mugabe have no factions. Jimaya, who is claiming to have been sent by Mnangagwa, who is his uncle, said Mnangagwa will not try to take ZANU-PF leadership while President Mugabe is still alive.
I went and asked the Vice President about talk that he wants to wrestle power from the President while he is still around. That is until 2023. But the Vice President said he didn't want to take over from the President because the two of them have been together since the liberation struggle. I respect him.
Conducted for comment, Sarama Oka says the war vets are misrepresenting facts and dared them to come and contest her if they think they are more popular than her in Urungwe.
2018, I, Mai Mahoka, won't be intimidated by anyone. I want real men to come and challenge me and see what will happen.
The war vets backing Mnangagwa seems to have propelled his faction, Lacoste, above G40, that seems to have lost direction since First Lady Grace Mugabe has been out of the country. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.